Welcome to Empowered to Grow, the podcast. I am your host, Hanan Elbasha, the business doctor. Following our conversations with empowered women who woke up one day and consciously claimed, I am more than enough, I am worthy, I am empowered to grow. And along their empowering journey towards realizing their own potential and their quest for growth, they became a beacon of hope and guidance for others. May you also find your inner power to grow. Hello again, everyone. Welcome to our Uncharted discussion of Empowered to Grow podcast. This is your host, Hanan Elbasha, and I still have the beautiful Daniela Schwaker with me today. Daniela is a transformational coach, and we were talking in the last episode about her being a domestic abuse survivor, a coma survivor, and the fact that she decided one day that she will no longer be a victim in her life. And now she is a transformational coach, not only for herself, but for a lot others. Daniela, tell us a bit about going through the domestic violence. And you said it even started with childhood and it extended to the marriage.
Yes.
You go. I'm not going to probe in that sense. Whatever you want to share from that perspective, because I know for a lot of us, I mean, I believe at any point in time, we go through some form of abuse or some form of violence or some form of blackmail, emotional, mental, physical, financial. And for a lot of us, we get stuck in that phase that believing there's nothing I can do, believing there's no light at the end of the tunnel, and losing faith in the fact that whether we can save ourselves or someone can save us, or, you know, that this will ever end. Now, going from childhood abuse to marital abuse, walk us a bit more through your journey.
Oh my gosh, Hanan, I feel your pain inside of you. You don't have to take care about that. I am done with that. Great. It doesn't affect me anymore.
Okay. But there are those that are still being affected and triggered by it and feel like they can't do it, you know?
100% agree with you on these people are because they don't forgive. The forgiveness is the first part and is the hardest part.
Forgiveness of who? Of yourself?
Of everything, including of yourself. Everything.
Okay.
And that the people understand what I'm telling here. You know, my relationship with my parents was not very good. I grew up with my grandma until I was 6 because I have to go to school, then have to move to my parents. So my mom, every single day when she wanted, she'd just watch me and say, oh my gosh, if God will give me twins, boys, and not you, that will be much better. Okay? So what have done this, Daniela? And this is very important message for everyone else there outside there listening. I start to wear trousers to be like a boy, playing soccer, and hanging out only with boys because I wanted to give my mom that boy that she wanted.
You want to live up to her expectations.
And it was a bullshit, BS. Sorry, I will use BS. Okay?
Yeah.
So it was for me horrible to listen that and always she have some complaints. So I tried to make her content, to give her what she wants. And then it was something else. With 14, I stopped to make gymnastic, you know, because she say, you have to go to college, to high school, to blah, blah, blah. So again, I have to do what she wants me to do. You have to be a doctor. Guess what? I was not able to see something like accident or, you know, something in this kind of stuff. Blood.
Yes.
And she wanted me to be a doctor. Okay. So it was not important what I want. So I lost myself. I was like everything go out. I was not me. And with 40, I never drink alcohol. And a lot of people said to me, are you Muslim? It's such a stupid question. You don't need to be a Muslim to don't like alcohol. And you don't want it him in your life. My dad was with alcohol problems. And when I was 14, I saw him in front of the house. He just with the bicycle, you know, and that was for me done. Since I was 14, my relationship with my dad was finished because I lost my respect. I don't wanted him anymore in my life. So my mom was boom, pushing there. And when I finished the high school, I don't get in the university because I was lost, you know. I was like, when I lost my exam first time, I don't know it who I am. I just lost everything. I was like, you know, and the life is giving you some, you know, the God, whatever is there outside, universe, Allah, whatever. I don't want to go to religious. Just you get always a slide or a train where you can jump and do. Just if you don't open your eyes, you don't see it, you know? Yeah. Yeah. So I thought if I run away, I get married, I will get better life. It was a BS. Never do that. Because if your parents are forcing you something, you still can start and work with them. Just if you get married, there is finish for this reason. So my ex-husband, you know, she beat me. It was psychological and physical abuse. And she always say, you get married, you can do whatever you want to do. And this is something surprising because maybe for someone will say, oh my gosh, how she can do that? We are of original Christian. My son is Muslim because of his father. So for me, religion is not so important because you have to be a human being, a good one. So my mom say, if your brother go, you can go. If your brother buy this, you can. If your brother go there, you can go with him. Without him, you don't go. So she was very strict. So I get like in prison in my own house. So I use when I get 18, 19, you know, I just jump. And then I meet my ex-husband. He was an immigrant from Kosovo. And I have to be honest, this is the problem from our mistake. You meet someone who check on you that you see, he see that you are sensitive, you're vulnerable, and then use that.
Course.
So I thought he liked me because he was listening to me. He go with me in the church because I used to go in the church to ask for help, you know, for myself, emotional. And we get married. He was from the first year, very abusive. My son is born 7 months because of that abusing. He beat me. And then the doctors could not save my pregnancy, you know, it's a premature, and I am so grateful for that because exactly that make him stronger. So this whole life being and saying, oh, because of my mom, I get this husband, because of my mom, because of my parents. No, it's a BS. It's because of you. You decided, you choose, you know, and 10 years I wasn't that BS marriage and not everything was bad. We have to recognize that, you know, I used to be a victim. I tried to kill myself 3 times during my marriage. It is very, very low quality of life that you represent. That no matter how big is the problem, never do that. Because it's your responsibility to fight it out, that victim inside of you. And then something happened and I get divorced. My ex-husband took the gun. And he say, if you don't stay with me, you will don't stay with anyone else. Play Russian roulette with my head. It's make you again a big victim, right?
Yes.
Because say, oh my gosh, what I do. So I have to say, I'm so grateful to my ex-husband exactly for that moment. And you will say, are you crazy? With the gun in the head, you say grateful? Oh yes. You know what's happened? When he made click, my fear was gone. My fear was gone. And since then, there is nothing that something that can make me to be afraid, you know? So I am grateful for that. And to eliminate that victim mindset, I needed to check on myself, take coaches, psychologists, therapists. It was a long work. It's just like this. Oh, I can do by myself. I cannot hear that sentence because I get crazy with that. Trust me, alone you will get down. So after my successful divorce, I get broke because I get the mostly debts with my ex-husband. It was physical broke, so healthy broke, financial broke, mom with the kid that I have to pay because my ex-husband, he threatened me that we'll take my kid. You know, in that time, Kosovo, it was very important. He was a son. He's a son. He's masculine and is important. So now they are different. Just then it was, back then was different. So I have to take care about two people, me and my son. It was days, I had days when maybe two, three days I was not eating because if I eat, he don't have to eat. You know what I mean? That. So working, getting the work in the government make me something better quality. Just, I was looking black and white. I will say, oh, because my childhood, because my ex-husband, because of this, because of that. And blaming is very simple to do and it's easygoing. And you know, it was something in the air. My grandma died and I get destroyed. 1 year later, I get in coma because it was the only point what was helping me to keep myself alive, you know? So getting in coma, I have to say that saved my life.
So your coma was induced because of what? Because of the psychological and mental elements?
Everything together.
It just, your body collapsed.
Exactly. Because I start to get gastritis. I was... I had how's that bulimia when I was married.
Bulimia?
I was depressed, so I tried to kill myself. All that stuff, and then I get step by step. I was with meniscus, back problems because of sport. I was a professional gymnast and athlete, so everything there, and then these problems, challenges, being single mom, and all that stuff. And working a lot because I wanted to eliminate all the problems, it make me, you know, the gastritis, you feel it. And I use a lot of medicaments and coffee, Red Bull, Coca-Cola. It was there. I think I was sleeping 2-3 hours a night, you know? Yeah. And this is like being in coma. I just remember one sentence. The doctor say, you are dying. That was the only thing that I remember what I... when before I wake up from coma, that wasn't my dad. And after 1 week, I wake up.
You were in a coma for a whole week?
Whole week I was in coma. And it was interesting. It was a black tunnel, you know? My life just goes so in front of me. And I saw the light and I say, oh, this is a shit. This, I don't need it. Oh, finally something nice for me, you know? White dress, long hair, and flying to the light. My nose was already in the light. A man voice say, you're not done. And I was like, boom, you know? So I wake up in the hospital, not knowing that I was in coma. I was like, pfft. And my doctor, my ex-boss in that time, say to me, what is the most important thing for you? You are a mom. I say, my son. And he say, you are stupid. I was like, oh my gosh, she is crazy. How he can talk with me like this? I start again. You know, I have to be right.
Yeah.
And he says, stop. I know you already 15 years. You have 2 degrees. You speak 10 languages. You're responsible for asylum takers from immigration. And you're still stupid. I say, why you talk like this with me? Say, victimizing yourself. Oh, my son. Oh my gosh. So let me ask you something. If you're dead, who the hell will take care about your underage son? Boom. That was the moment when I understood victimizing myself will never help.
Yeah, it won't solve the issues that are already
there. Exactly.
It won't support your son and it won't support you on a personal level. Mm-hmm.
Because if you want that everyone else is good, you have to be great. Yeah. You know, it was not easy because you go back, you know, you was like, oh my gosh, how to tell you this? No, I am happy when I talk about this. And it's happened to me. Some kind of people say, you talk like never happened. Oh yes, it's happened. Just in that moment, it was 26th of November, 2005. I choose world health, happiness, self-love. And I say, there will never be anything to put me down. And it was ups and downs and ups and downs. And oh my gosh, all that work, it's not easy because you have to go back, you know, and you have to talk, you have to work it out.
You have to address it because, again, if you're talking about a Band-Aid, we're not talking about Band-Aid solutions. We're talking about that the wound itself needs to be cleaned out, and to be able to heal, it needs to be disinfected. And that in itself
takes
a lot of pain, takes a lot of effort and consistency until it's ready to be bandaged in a way to protect it until it heals.
You don't heal symptoms first. You have to heal the reason.
The root cause. You have to go down.
Yep. Exactly. That's and true. The reason was my parents. Because, you know, if in your family, the parents, you know, there is like this, you copy that and you get that. Yes. And then coma, I have to say the coma saved my life because, you know, 26th of November, 2005, just stopped me there. And
we're near your anniversary. We're 4 days away from your 69th.
Exactly. So we are 21. So that means I am
today,
16.
Yeah, so you're 14. Yeah.
And 2 years ago, I was 14. And guess what? Exactly then, I feel I am back me how I was as a child, you know? And I will never give it away, these things. And I have to ask, add something, forgiveness. It's not easy. I thought I forgive it because I always say, I am done. I don't have, no.
Yeah.
You know, like everyone say, I am done. I don't need it. I don't want to talk about it. La, la, la. It's a BS. You have to talk. You have to confront it. You have to acknowledge it and let go by forgiveness. 2017, my son forced me on Hollywood Hills to say, I do forgive you to my ex-husband, Lord. And I was like, oh gosh, why he's talking this, you know? And this is important. And I, that you understand the situation, if you give me 1 minute, when he was 20, he got the possibility to sparring partner work with Rafa Nadal. And we, you know, he moved to Mallorca, Spain. And then I follow later. And we was on the beach and he hugged me and he said, Mom, do you remember when I saved your life? So you were a mother. How would you react? It was for me like, boom,
yep,
boom, yep. And boom. I was like, what the heck is he talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know it. Because it was inside in the Pandora cage, you know? You just put it away. You don't want to think on that.
Yeah.
And that is not true. It's there.
No.
You know? You know, it's there.
The point, I think it's excuse me. When we try to bury it, it actually does more damage.
Exactly. And my son watched me. I was watching. I was, you know, like you see me now. I was like, what he want to tell me? What is about what, you know, I don't remember anymore because. And then he say, you don't remember, right? I say, no, I do apologize. And he say, you don't need to apologize, mom. I was 3 years old and I wake up and I found you on the floor that my father beat you and I put water and you wake up. So I save your life. So he needed 17 years until he told me that.
Wow.
So don't be ego and do the right thing because it's not only about you. Your kid suffer in the same way or worse because he think or she think it's my fault, you know? So that was the moment when I say, oh my gosh, I have to do more here, you know? I have to do more. I have to do more. So my real forgiveness from my heart was 2018 when I internalized it. So it took me a long period and I am divorced since 98. Think about that. Because I tried by myself first. I thought I can do it. I am a psychologist. I can do that. Oh,
yep.
BS. You cannot do that alone.
Yep.
Okay. So you know what? In Hollywood Hills, back to the topic, the other one, my son said to me, I want you to say loud, you forgive him? And I say, I am done with him. Yes, mom, you still, when we talk about the house, you get angry about the house because he get the house in Kosovo, no? And I was like, oh, you were right. I say, no, I don't care. So, and I see it loud. It make me like,
yeah.
I don't know if you believe me. Just, I felt like that stone
has been released. Like, yes, that's true.
You know,
I totally relate to you because when I walked out of the last private businesses that I was co-founder in, I walked her out feeling like, you know, I didn't take anything. I was also emotionally, mentally, financially abused in these relationships and stuff. And then I walked out and I was angry. I was angry for a good 2 years, at least maybe three even. And one day, as you said, I realized that I need to let go. I need to process through it. I need to extract what I need to learn. So not just letting go and saying, oh, khalas, as you said, it's just, I forget it or it's okay. No, I needed to process through it. I need to extract the lessons and everything. And I needed, and two things were very important to me. One was first understanding that I will not allow someone else to have the power over how I feel and what I think. And that controls my life. And number two is I needed to let go, as you said, because it was anchoring me down with negative thoughts and feelings and emotions and all of this. And I needed to let go of this so I can move on. So I can, you know, kind of evolve from that point. And it's not an easy feat. I still get, of course, go back and you know, think of all the things. And this was just one example. Other things in my life and other people in my life or other situations that I would say made me feel disempowered one way or another, or made me feel like I don't have control or I don't have a choice or anything else related to it. And I think the important thing, as you said, is to be able to understand that first, you can't do the work alone. Second, you have to do the work. Or first, you have to do the work. You have to go to the root causes. Second, you can't do it alone. Third, you have to understand that it does take time and it does take effort and it does take commitment to be able to, and it never ends, I think.
No.
Also, there's always something that comes up new.
Yeah, you know, it's just like the moment when I make that, my son was watching on me in Hollywood Hills and he made the question. He made it also when he was a small kid, just, you know, in 2017 was a grown-up man.
Yeah.
And he was watching on me and he say, Mom, why the hell do you marry him? Why you gave me this stupid... I say, look, you will think I am crazy because you know your mom is crazy always, you know? Just look, if I go back, I will marry the same guy because... And he was like, what? They say, listen, because I want you as my son, no other kid. You know, always when I say that to him, our relationship grow more. What I have done, he understood the love still exists. Doesn't matter his parents are not together and they are like, huh? And when I stop to blame, like I stop to be like close inside of me and I start to work it out everything, he start to feel better. And you know what? My ex-husband had issues because he have a wife and three kids. And I told him, until you don't ask for forgiveness, you will not get a boy. You know, I just say it from, it was like maybe something like stupid, just he get first girl, then second one, and he was desperate. Can you please stop with that? I say, do you ask for forgiveness to your son? And then I say, why you do that? That is painful for you too. So I say to him, look, I forgive everything you have done for me, with me and your kid, our son. And I want you to understand, I am grateful for you because you gave me the best kid ever on this earth. You helped me to eliminate fear. You helped me to see the things different. And you helped me to see how you was acting. It's not the right way. So thank you. And I do forgive you. And it was not easy to be there. Just in that moment, that victim mindset gone, you know? And always when I talk up, you see, I'm very, it's like, nothing more. Yeah. Just, I have to add something else. With this done, It's not finished your life because you continue to live. Exactly. So it's very important in the moment when you get the challenges, acknowledge them, give them 5-10 minutes and work it, confront it. Don't go and say, oh, poor me, it's back my past. And this is like a good example that a woman and man, they say, why am I getting the same partner?
Yeah.
The God, the Allah, he punished me. No, you are punishing yourself because you're not finished with you.
With your own past, healing that you are attracting
exactly
the person back into your
you
life.
You don't heal, you don't work it out, and then you're surprised that next part is the same way. That's you right. Don't have to be surprised. It's your decision is choose. And it's important. Someone say, he or she broke my heart. No one can break your heart. Only you can break your heart because you allow it. So I decided to be stronger and to eliminate the victim mindset, to eliminate that, oh, poor me, I am not enough, I cannot do this, I cannot do that. For sure, I do a lot of mistakes because we are human, we are not machines. Perfection doesn't exist. Just when I choose something, I take responsibility. I have chosen, I am responsible, and it's my duty to make it better.
I love that. I love that. And I think this is a great way to end it. It's to end, I'm sure we can talk on for a few more hours, but it is, I believe you've just summed it up there, Daniela. It's that we, when we rise up to say, I take responsibility for my life, for everything that has happened and everything that will happen, and I will deal with it and I will heal me and I will keep working on my life and my circumstances because I refuse to be a victim anymore. I think this is where breakthroughs and transformation happen.
Definitely. And I would love to add this, you know, the life is short. I am an example that know how short it can be. Yeah. And I would like to tell you, live every day like it's the last one because we don't know if we wake up tomorrow. That is no guarantee. So the life doesn't happen to us, it's happened for us and because of us. Every decision, everything what we do is our choice, is our responsibility. So remember, don't chase money and whatever richness. Go and chase greatness, happiness, self-love, empowering growth. Be the best version, 100% best version of yourself every single day. If you do 1% more than yesterday, you already do a great job. Thank you.
I love that. I love that. Thank you so much, Daniela. Thank you for sharing that tsunami with us. I loved it. I love every moment of your energy. Thank you for being there for yourself and for others to help them transform and being authentically you.
Oh, thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you. I do appreciate your time. I do appreciate that you invite me here. It's awesome to share with so many people here. And definitely, if you need me, I am here for you because let us do this world better. We can do the world better if we do ourselves better. There is nothing that can be done if you love yourself, if you take decisions, if you choose right, and take responsibility for everything you do. So thank you and go and cheese that self-love, make it better. You can do it. Everyone can. If I can, exactly. Everyone can.
Well, if she can, if I can, if you can, then everyone can. Believe in yourself. You have got so much more power within you than you make yourself believe. And you can survive anything and you can overcome anything. And there's so much greatness within you that is yet to come out to serve you and to serve the world. As always, I wish you love, abundance, and prosperity, and we'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to the Empowered to Grow podcast. For further engagement with a tribe of empowered women, join my Facebook group, Empowered to Grow, or visit my website, www.hananelbasha.com. I'll catch you on the next episode. And until then, know that empowered you empowers others. Love, abundance, and prosperity to you all.